The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PC. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Good morning, Colorado. Are you ready to go? Here we go, the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. The only show of its kind. We are injury attorneys. This is an injury show. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We've been representing people, injured people, and helping them put their lives back together again for over 35 years. You can put our experience to work for you. You can call us anytime for a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. And you're going to find out more about a free legal game plan and what a legal game plan means. We've written a book entitled Legal Game Plan, but you're going to find out more as we go along in these shows. We're glad to have you here. 303-795-5900, 795-5900. You can call us anytime. You can come by our law firm. If you want a hard copy of our book, you can drop by our law firm. You can call our law firm at 303-795-5900, and we'll send you a hard copy. Or you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com, and you can download for free an e-copy of any of our books. And we do have a book on legal game plan, and we do have a book called Coward, Hit and Run. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, Hit and Run. It's a horrible situation. Every morning it seems like you wake up and you read about or hear about on the news a hit and run. And these people that are hit and the driver takes off, these people that take off are cowards. And that's what we call our book, Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run. So what do you do when you have a hit and run situation? So we're going to talk about a couple of different scenarios. One is when you have two cars or two vehicles, motorcycle, truck, car, truck, it doesn't matter, involved. And so the driver takes off. Nobody knows where the driver is. Your car has been damaged. You've been injured. You know, Brad, let's talk a little bit about underinsured motorist coverage, and how that works into this big picture, because that's what people need to know, how to protect yourself, because the driver, the at-fault driver, is gone.
Right. And we can talk about the fact there's going to be some requirements are going to have to be met with regard to how the case is handled and how you process a UM claim, and we'll do that later. But what we do know is that if you don't have UM, then there's not going to be reason to go forward. Your only protection is to have what we call uninsured motorist coverage. And that uninsured motorist coverage has to be something that you've planned for in advance. And there's two ways you have to plan for. You have to plan for not rejecting it. And I have my feelings about insurance agents who are telling you to reject it or not get it, who are trying to talk. And normally I think those insurance agents ought to be people who you don't use anymore, you don't want to talk to. And then you also have the fact that you want to have enough that's going to protect you. So you want to consider whether or not there's protection and how much protection you need. Nobody ever knows in advance the full amount of protection, but basically uninsured motorist coverage is coverage that applies if you've been injured by the fault of a driver who does not have insurance. And when you're dealing with the hit and run, you're talking about somebody who doesn't have insurance.
Right, and that's the scenario you need to know. We preach this all the time. You need to buy and keep the highest UM, uninsured motorist limits, you can buy. Because once you're hit in a hit and run or in an uninsured motorist event, like, and we're going to cover it today later in the show, a driver gets out and says, I'm sorry, I don't have any insurance. I'm sorry, my insurance lapsed. That's a UM question. So on your own car insurance policy, you need the highest UM limits you can buy. And Brad was right. Don't let anybody ever talk you out of waiving this. You do not waive the UM coverage. Because back to the hit and run, that's the only insurance you have left to recover for your injuries, damages, and losses. Think about it. The at-fault driver's gone. Think about it. There's no place to make a claim. The insurance company is your insurance company. That's where you make a claim. And technically, your insurance company then becomes the driver that hits you. You know, just a couple of three statistics. Colorado ranks 10th in the United States for hit-and-run drivers. We see it all the time in the news. You know, about one in every 13 hit and runs in Colorado results in very catastrophic injuries. So what are you going to do? You're going to buy UIM and UM today. UIM stands for underinsured motorist coverage, and UM stands for uninsured motorist coverage. So, Brad, once this has happened to you, and we have all the statistics, and we're going to talk about the criminal side of this in the show as well. But, let's go through. People say, I've been injured. The at-fault driver left. How am I going to get my medical bills paid? How am I going to be paid for my injuries?
Well, that's where it comes to begin with. When you've been hit, when you've been involved in a crash of some type, car accident, and the at-fault driver leaves, you have to take certain action. And as I stated earlier, the action has to be both before the accident and after the accident. And how do you do it before the accident? Well, how are you going to get paid for your injuries? There's only one source you're going to be able to look for payment for your injuries, and that's going to be yourself. If you don't take care of yourself, nobody else will. The way you take care of yourself is you take care of yourself by sitting down with your agent in advance and talking to them about what kind of protection you have for yourself and your loved ones, the ones that are going to be in the car with you, your family, or just other people that are in the car. And that's something I think every person should sit down and ask their agent about. Thank you for making sure I'm complying with the law. Thank you for making sure I'm having enough coverage. And by the way, in this day and age, $25,000 of coverage is not very much. Please understand that. $5,000 in med pay is not very much. You're going to eat up $5,000 in med pay by the ambulance in the emergency room. As a matter of fact, you're going to spend more than that. You're going to use $25,000 of coverage. That's probably going to get you through with medical bills maybe the first 3 to 4 months, maybe 6 months. After that, you're going to be on your own, especially when you're looking to try to get compensation for time you miss off work, for things you can't do around your home, for things you have to compensate others for helping take care of you, for your medical bills, for your lost income. So, the first thing you've got to think about is that why do I want this uninsured motorist coverage, and what's it costing me to have it? It's the best protection you can have. I've said many times that the most dangerous thing you do The most dangerous thing you do is drive your car for most people. And the most dangerous thing you do as far as letting other people have the opportunity to hurt you is drive your car.
Right. We've covered that before. And so, you wouldn't take your children out and not put them in a car seat. You wouldn't take your children out and cross a bridge that there's a 25% chance it's going to fall down. And we've done the statistics before. About 24 to 25% of the drivers in Colorado have no insurance. No insurance. So you need to plan, and you need to do it right now today. So this covers a hit and run. We're going to cover another uninsured motorist event later in the show. We're talking about hit and run. This person hits you. They took off. There's no way that you can find them. Okay, so you need your uninsured motorist coverage, and that's the source. Your own car insurance policy. Couldn't say it enough. We see it all the time in our office. People come in and say they were hit by somebody that has no insurance, or they were hit in a hit and run. What am I going to do? First thing we say is, let's see your car insurance policy and see how much UM coverage you have. You need to understand that. Brad, let's take everybody a little bit through. You have a hit and run accident. You're in your car. Do you call the police? What do you do? Because one thing you don't do is just leave and assume everything's going to be okay later.
In a hit and run incident, you have to be able to show and prove that the person who hit you was at fault. You've got to even show there was a crash. You got to show there was an accident. I mean, how are you going to prove it? If your car is disabled on the side of the road, maybe you've got a chance, but then, okay, you've got your car disabled on the side of the road and it's been crashed into and you've pulled it over. Even if it's not disabled, you've pulled it over because you've been crashed into. The person who hit you has taken off. Now, you're going to call up your insurance company. You're going to say, I was in a crash. And they're going to say, okay, who's the other party? And you're going to say they left. And they're going to say, what happened? And you're going to say it. And the first thing your insurance company is going to say is, we don't know if we believe you. Now, why should they believe you? Okay, you got your car wrecked. How do we know you're not at fault? How do you know the other person didn't leave? How do we know that you already had that damage to your car? And now you're trying to blame it on a hit-and-run crash. How do we know that you're just trying to look for ways to get yourself compensated for not feeling well or for having an injury, and you're claiming a hit-and-run crash? So they're going to immediately hold you suspect. So when the hit-and-run occurs, The first thing you need to do is you need to act like it's somebody else who's involved. You need to get on the phone. You need to get the police out. You need to get the necessary people out to investigate the crash. If you know, and rarely are you going to know, but if you happen to know who the license plate of the person who hit you, or if you can describe the car, and explain what happened, and then get yourself a claim opened right away.
But if you can't do that, if they're gone, you can't identify them, you're not able to take any pictures, you need to call the police, because the first question your car insurance company is going to ask you when you put in a UM claim is, let me see a copy of the accident report. Well, I didn't call the police. You have a big problem. Even though it's a hit and run, you have to prove the crash occurred. Then you can take pictures of your car. You can take pictures of the debris on the street. You can take pictures of those sorts of things, and you can call the police and make sure they come and make sure they make a report. And obviously, we always say if you need medical attention, you're going to take care of the medical attention first for you. You're going to go to the hospital. You're going to call the ambulance. But you can still take pictures, and you can still document the matter. We have a book out on this called Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run. The book is free. We have a lot of information in the book. We've got insurance policies, sample insurance policies in the back of the book. We got a break coming up, but right after the break, we're going to cover with you, how do you recover money damages for a hit and run? What exactly do you do? What kind of damages can you get? Why is it important? And why pay attention to it right now today to raise your UM limits as high as possible. You're listening to Bell and Pollock. We are your champions of the people. Think about this, an equal playing field, a fair chance, protection, injury protection. If you've been injured in a car crash, you don't want to be a victim to the insurance company. So ask yourself, when you're injured, who will take care of you legally? The insurance company has its own attorneys, not you. The insurance company has its own doctors down the hallway, not you. The insurance company trains their own adjusters. Are you trained? I mean, are you really trained in how to talk to the adjusters? How to tell when they are off base? How to get the right information? How to navigate your injury claim? The answer is obvious. You need someone on your side. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We've helped many families achieve a level playing field. We've helped injured individuals get their dignity and respect back and get their lives back after a car crash. Sometimes it isn't easy, but with dedication, support, and years of actually caring about the injured person, our bond with our clients is stronger than ever. Put our caring and experience to work for you. Find us at championsofthepeople.com or call us at 303-795-5900. We'll help you.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. We are Champions of the People. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We have been championing people's causes for over 35 years, helping injured victims put their lives back together again. And by the way, that helps the entire family. And we have represented families before. If you've been injured, or if a loved one's been injured, or if you just have questions, you can call us anytime, 303-795-5900, 795-5900. Come in for a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. Those words are important. These insurance companies who try to beat your claim, defeat you, and they do, they have their own strategies. What strategy do you have? You have to have a strategy. It applies to almost everything we do in life. That's why we wrote the book. We put over 35 years of experience in this book called Legal Game Plan. You can get it free at our website, championsofthepeople.com. Today, we're talking about hit and run. Today, we're talking about what you need to do right now today to protect yourself. And, you know, Brad and I don't sell insurance. We never have. We wouldn't do that. But we know what's important for you. We know what's important for your family. We know when you're sitting in our office and say you're a victim of a hit and run, and we say, well, can we see your car insurance policy to see how much UM coverage you have? Okay, Brad, right before the break, we were talking about damages, you know. So how do you file a claim? You've been on this hit and run. The at-fault party's gone. What kind of damages can you get, and how do you present it?
Well, first of all, remember, you know, when we talk about calling the police, getting the police involved, if you're hurt, call the police. And if you're bad enough, call an ambulance and have things taken care of. But it's important that you get proper coverage and proper proper investigation of the crash that occurred. Sometimes there is a chance or an opportunity to be able to track down or find out who ran into you. It's not necessarily going to be great if somebody is stopped and given you information. Sometimes there's a way to be able to find this information out. But what I can tell you is when you start dealing with trying to show you're injured, you need to be able to show that when you're injured that it came from the crash. If it came from the crash and it came from what occurred out there on the street when you were the victim of the person running into you in one form or another, you're going to want to do what's called a mechanism of injury, and we'll be covering that in other shows, and you're going to want to be able to tie that injury back into the crash. And in order to tie that injury back into the crash, you've got to let the necessary people know right away what happened. The first thing is get the police out there. And if the police tell you do a counter, some kind of counter report, or do it on the computer, they don't want to come out, then we'll talk about what needs to be done. Because you want to be very descriptive of how the car hit you. What happened? It ran into the back of me. I think it was going 20 or 30 miles an hour. Take photos out there on the street. We've talked about it before on other crashes. This is no different. Take your photos of where the crash occurred, of where the debris is on the street. Get a perspective. Don't come into somebody's office and say, well, here's a photo, and you're looking down the street and you see a lot of debris there, but you can't place where it is. It could be a street anywhere, in any intersection, any town in Colorado or in the United States. When you're taking the picture, try to get perspective so you can, once again, measure distances.
Right, and so you need to do this. And last week's show, we covered what you do at the scene, so we're not going to recover all that. But it was very detailed advice that we were talking to you about what you do at the scene. That's important. You need to treat this the same way. Even though the driver's gone, you need to treat it the same way. But now what can – you've got UIM coverage, so wow, you breathe a deep sigh of relief. You've got high UIM coverage, okay? And so, example, if you got medical bills of $50,000 and you got UM coverage of $25,000, it's not going to pay for your medical bills. It's not going to pay for your injuries. It's not going to pay for your pain and suffering. So you need to understand that and know that's the way the event works. That's how the system works. Damages that you can claim. You can claim for your medical bills, past and future. You can claim for your injuries. And if you don't know how to do it, you can come see us anytime, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. And we'll give you a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan tailored to you, your medical condition, your accident. That's the way it works. That's what you need. You can also claim, Brad, you can claim for pain or suffering. If you have economic losses, you can claim for those. And you can also claim for loss of quality of life, how this accident or crash affects you. You may not know immediately, but you may need to take the proper steps to document it so you can present this claim eventually in the proper way without violating your HIPAA rights to the insurance company. What insurance company? Your insurance company. For what kind of event? A UM uninsured motorist event. So that's how you present the claim.
It's very important that you document things and that you get to a lawyer. I like to have people get to me as soon as possible. And the reason is because we can start putting down the necessary things that we need to do to be able to document or verify your injury and how it affected your life. And that's something that's very important. I would like anybody that's out there right now to think about the last time they were sick or they were injured or they had something that was keeping them from enjoying life as they normally do. And then when you're there, I want you to start thinking about how it affected your life and how it adversely affected your life. And I want you to think about how it kept you from doing different things. Now, you're going to recall generalities, but specifics may be hard to remember. And certain specifics of things that you missed or you didn't get to do are going to be even harder to remember. It's a very hard thing to track. And when you can't track it, it leaves you in a very difficult situation. So it's very important that you get in and we talk about what you're able to recover from the car crash and what's available to you and how it all sets up. And once again, I'm going to tell you this kind of insurance, the uninsured motorist insurance, is automatic up to 100, 300 policy. You're going to be able to get the coverage if you just don't waive it. And it's like I said, if you get an agent that starts talking to you about waiving it, and they're going to talk to you about waiving it by saying, well, you've got health insurance. and you've got a low deductible, or even if you have a high deductible, you got an HSA, and your insurance can cover this. Your insurance can cover your UM, and you really don't need to be paying it. You're paying for your insurance twice because you've got it in two different areas when this is happening. Well, first of all, what you're buying on UM, UIM is much more than just health insurance. It's much more than just covering for your medical bills. But second of all, it's covering for parts of your medical bills that a lot of times your health insurance isn't even going to cover. And if your car insurance agent is giving you information and trying to convince you that your health insurance is going to cover it, then, you know, maybe what you want to do is get your health insurance policy or get your trust information. If you're on some kind of a coverage from your employer, get it all over to the car insurance agent and tell them you want a complete breakdown, summary, and description identification of everything that you're covered for, and how the and is showing exactly how every element of car insurance is already covered in full by your health insurance.
Right, you know, you're going to have to present these damages. Part of it's your health insurance, part of it's your medical bills. You present it in a settlement demand to the insurance company, your own insurance company, under your own UM coverage. And if they say you waived it, you have no place to make a claim. You're out of luck. If they say you pick the minimum of $25,000, you're probably out of luck because that's what you're looking at. You know, people, you injure yourself, you injure your low back, you injure your neck, maybe you have a concussion, maybe you have a TBI, maybe you need neck surgery, maybe you don't need surgery, but you're going to have a lot of conservative modalities of treatment. Those items get presented to the insurance company. And so, you know, what you need to know are the steps you need to take. That's what we give you, information, here on our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can call us at 303-795-5900 for a free initial consultation and free legal game plan. You know, Brad, let's just talk a little bit about the fact that you're injured in an accident. Maybe you can't work. Maybe you can only go back to work part-time, say half a day for a month, or maybe you're off work for 2 weeks, then you go back half-time. Can you claim that in this accident, this hit and run?
Well, you can claim it if you've got coverage for it, once again. So where does health insurance cover that? And don't start talking about family leave, and don't start talking to me about okay, I've got sick leave and I've got all this built up stuff, because that's stuff you're going to lose, and it's stuff that may not cover all the losses you have, may not cover it in the future. And while you're having to go through all this care and you're missing time from work and you're missing time off of your job, you want coverage. And, you know, stop and think about how much you make, and stop and think about adding it to the medical bills, and see how fast you eat up $25,000. Now, I'm well aware of the fact that there's a number of people out there who are going to say $25,000 is the best I can do. And I understand that. If it's the best you can do, you do it. If you can do more, do more. If you have discretionary funds that you think you can spend to do something else, do it. Because where you're going to find the compensation to protect you in the event of a crash where the at-fault party, doesn't have insurance, doesn't have enough insurance, where they've hit and run, where they've taken off, is going to be in your own policy and in your own protection, in what you did to make sure that you were safe and that you would be able to assure yourself some kind of future with in recovering from the crash that you encountered.
You know, that's one of the reasons we do these shows. That's one of the reasons we have all of our podcasts on our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's one of the reasons we wrote all these books. We now have 5 books out. A new one's coming out shortly called Car Insurance in Colorado. It's a definitive guideline. We have a book out on workers' compensation. We have a book out on legal game plan. And we have a book out on hit and run. Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run. You can get the book free. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, or just call our law firm, 303-795-5900. We can help you. Our book is loaded with information. And I'll tell you what, in the last half of that book, Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run, it gives you sample insurance policies with definitive, simple narrative instructions on what to do, how to order your insurance. And people call us every week and say, I'm a little bit confused. Can you answer this question for me? Can you answer that question for me? We do it all the time, and we're glad to do it. We'll do it for you. Bell and Pollock, Champions of the People, our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back to the only show of its kind, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. We are here to help you and to educate you and teach you. Information is empowering. If you don't believe me, just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We have all of our podcasts there. We do injury shows on other radio stations. We do them in a variety of venues. They air on Saturday and Sunday morning. This show, we're glad to be on KOA bringing this information to you. But our website has all of these podcasts on it. It has all of our books. We do a blog in the Denver Post every Sunday morning. You can catch that blog. We cover a different injury subject. Why do we do this? To give you the information. You need the information. You need a strategy. I tell you what, if you come in to see us, you don't have to hire us, but we're going to give you the steps and the strategies to follow so that you'll be educated. You can't guess at this. You guess too much, you're going to do the wrong thing. You do the wrong thing, they're going to beat you. And don't think they want to. They want to. They do it. We do this every day. We've been doing this for over 35 years. We understand they're going to try to beat you and defeat you. Okay, Brad, let's talk a little bit about the fact you have this accident. We've been talking about hit and run. The at-fault driver drives off. You know, it's a crime in Colorado. It's a crime to leave the scene. If you cause a serious injury, it can be a felony. Part of it can be a misdemeanor. But sometimes they can't find the driver. When they find him, sometimes the district attorney has trouble piecing the accident together because they left and they have a Fifth Amendment right not to testify. And so it's harder to prove. So anything that you can do to help you document your injuries, the scene, helps on that criminal side. But people need to understand there's a criminal side to this and a civil side.
Right. And when you start talking about the criminal side, understand also, and some people are probably thinking this, that wait a minute, if there's a criminal side and they find the at-fault driver, the person who took off, there's got to be a right to restitution. And anybody who's lived the restitution life understands what's going on with regard to that, because you're waiting for somebody to pay you restitution. They're setting up restitution based on what they can afford and what they can afford in the future. Normally, the people who have been involved in this kind of crash, either they don't have insurance, and if they have been involved in it, they don't have insurance. You're still facing the same thing as far as not having insurance, or they've got another reason why they've left, and rarely is it because they didn't realize it hit you and they just happened to take off. So what you're dealing with is you're dealing with people who all of a sudden you realize that you've got, well, let's say when you're out there, at least a 25% chance, maybe more, but at least a 25% chance that you're going to be relying on your own resources to take care of your injury. And when you're relying on those own resources, yes, there can be some criminal sanctions. And like I said, restitution is going to be there. But normally restitution is not going to be very much. You're not going to be actually able to recover it. The person's going to be ordered by the court to make restitution, but the court can't order restitution beyond what the person's means are. So next thing you know, you're left in a situation where you're not going to get paid by that person. You're going to get very little, if anything, from that person. It's kind of like some of those commercials you see where people are talking about how much money they got in their lawsuits, and they're talking about how great people the recovery is and how great the judgments are. Well, you know, the first thing you always want to be able to know is where's the money? Because if the money's not there, you can talk about all sorts of awards. You can talk about all sorts of jury verdicts. You can talk about all sorts of amounts of energy. Of injury. You can talk about all sorts of ways to compute the losses and what the law firms have figured out. But the money has to be there. And when the money's not there, you're left with nothing, even if your injuries are calculated to be a great amount.
Right. You know, and when you're hit by somebody and they do stay on the scene, because we were talking a little bit about hit and run today, but it still covers with your UM coverage, uninsured motorist coverage. You're there. They did stay, but they don't have any insurance. They say, I'm sorry. I don't have any insurance. Or my the worst scenario, the worst nightmare for somebody is they say, here's my insurance card. Then when they come to us, we call the insurance company, and they say, that insurance lapsed 6 months ago, 2 months ago. It never got renewed. There was no payment of premium. You're left with a uninsured motorist event just like a hit and run, just like if the driver left. Where do you go to claim for your damages, your medical bills, your injuries, now and in the future? In the future. What if you're 26 years old and you're going to have this back problem the rest of your life? What if you're going to need fusion surgery at L4, L5, and then that's going to cause the disc above and the disc below to fail eventually? Who's going to pay for that? How do you make a claim for that? If that changes your life and your quality of life, how are you going to recover? You're going to recover from your own coverage. You go to our book, Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run. In the back of the book, the last half of the book, we have sample insurance policies with simple narrative instructions that you can follow. And I tell you what, I've said this before. If you want answers to questions, just call our law firm. But if you want my own personal deck sheet for my own car insurance policy, just call me and I'll give it to you.
Well, and this is kind of important because maybe if you have one car and you don't have family policies and you've got one vehicle coverage and you can read the deck sheet and you understand it, you might be okay. But the bottom line is it's going to be very important that you read that policy and you read the deck page, you understand it. And, obviously our firm will help you and we can send you copies of our policies and try and explain to you in our deck sheets. But every bit as important is, once again, go to your agent, tell them, and you want it in simple terms. And when the agent says to you, okay, you've got $100,000 of uninsured motorist coverage here, $100,000. And you might be thinking, well, that's all I'd ever need. Just give me the $100,000. I don't really think that's going to be enough most of the time. There's quite often the injuries incurred in a crash and the other losses are going to exceed $100,000. But let's say you get the $100,000. You make sure the agent shows you where that is on your policy. Where is that on your deck page? How does that make sure you have coverage in that coverage for both yourself and your family and how it's going to cover? And then put it back to the agent, send it back in an email or a letter in plain language. Stop using the insurance language. Use the plain language. This confirms that you have told me and I have purchased, and it's my intent to purchase, $100,000 of uninsured motorist coverage and underinsured motorist coverage. You can say UIM, and get it back. And if that's not correct, Mr. or Mrs. Agent, please contact me immediately so that we can change the policy and make sure that coverage is there.
Right. You can put it in writing. You don't have to do it verbally. Don't do it verbally. I mean, you can start that way, but emails, everybody has emails, so you just email your agent. And if there's any confusion, just call our law firm. It's free. We will help you. 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. We'll give you a free initial consultation if you've been injured. We'll give you a free legal game plan. And I'll tell you what, on this legal game plan, it's tailored to you. I mean, it's not just a generic cookie-cutter game plan. What are your injuries? What was the mechanism of injury? Was it a hit and run? How are we going to prove liability? What do you need to do step-by-step with regard to your medical care? How do you document this properly? How do you present a claim to the insurance company? When do you present the claim? Do you talk to the insurance company? We covered that last week in our show, what you need to know or do before you ever make the first phone call to the adjuster. All of these come into the category. It's very important. And I'll tell you what, I've said it before on our other show on KHOW. That's our live Saturday morning show, 7 o'clock in the morning, for a live call-in on any questions, any subject. If you want my own personal deck sheet, I have my car insurance company's USAA. I asked them, and Brad, I think you've said this before, it's not that expensive to buy extra coverage, so you need to explore it. But I've asked USAA, what's the highest limits you sell? Because if somebody takes me out of my game plan, out of my career, out of my daily activities and my life and my work, then I am going to make a claim. So I said, what's the highest they sell? Some companies do it differently. My insurance company said $1 million I looked at the premium. It was really reasonable. It wasn't that much higher. I said, sold. I'm going to do it. Do not be talked out of coverage. That's how you can get hurt.
Now, at the same time, understand how these policies work. You know, when you go to get the policy and you get the coverage, it doesn't mean the minute the crash occurs and the person takes off that you're going to get the full amount of the policy. It means that you have coverage for your injuries, damage, and losses up to that amount, and that you're going to have to be able to prove your injuries and damage and losses up to that amount. And you know who's not going to help you? Your own insurance company. They're not going to help you. They're not going to work with you. They're not going to give you the net, any pointers or to show you how you can make your claim worth its fair value. They're going to try to tell you the value of your claim is worth less than your fair value, and they're going to try to get you to into a situation where you'll take less than that which you might have otherwise been entitled to recover.
Right, and so you have to protect yourself, and the way to do it is through the UM coverage.
Yeah, the policy does not automatically give you that money, but the policy makes it available for you to make sure that you're covered in the event there's a problem, or in the event you get hurt by somebody who takes off or doesn't have insurance.
You know, one myth in this business, Brad, and you just brought it up. It's a great point. Let's make the point right now. When you're injured and you present a UM claim to your insurance company, they don't pay as you go. They don't pay your medical bills as you go to the doctor. It's in a lump sum settlement or payment later. You have to have protection for your full recovery, and they're going to pay you just one time, so you make sure you take the appropriate steps and have a legal game plan and strategy to follow so that you can make the appropriate claim. Let's talk about a couple of examples, Brad. We've seen them over the years. People come in, they the other person didn't have any insurance. They're injured, and they're injured bad. They got, let's say, low back injury, L4, L5, S1. They're going to have low back surgery. Maybe they're going to have a disc arthroplasty, or maybe a fusion surgery. And so the medical bills now right now are $60,000, and they had $100,000 of UM coverage, right? $60,000 of medical bills, and the insurance company offers $30,000 total. When your medical bills alone, that's not all of your injuries, damages, and losses, the medical bills alone are $60,000. They offer you $30,000. Take it or leave it.
And you go, how can they do that? And the bottom line is they do it. Because they really don't care about the fact you've been with them for the last 20 years. They don't care about the fact that your whole family or all your relatives or all your friends have their insurance. They don't care about that. The agent might care, but the agent's got no control. The agent has no say.
Right. And so, you know, go to our book, Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run. It's on our website, championsofthepeople.com. You know, we got a break coming up, but right after the break, we're going to be talking about myths in this business. There are some huge myths, some misunderstandings and myths that you need to understand right now, today, and you need to get a grasp on them, and you need to call your insurance company, and we don't sell insurance, but we know what's best for you, and raise your UIM limits to as high as you can afford. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. All of our books are there. All of the information is there. And we'll be glad to talk to you. You can email us at info@bellpollock.com because we are your champions of the people. Let's talk about insurance companies that don't pay benefits. Monies that should be paid to you, the insured. Like payment for medical treatment, for medical bills. As my military commander used to say, listen up. If you have a med pay policy with your car insurance company and they refuse to pay your medical bills from a car crash, you may be entitled to compensation. If you've been injured in a car crash by a driver who had no insurance and your own car insurance company won't pay you, you may be entitled to compensation. Your own car insurance company owes special duties to you. They cannot just arbitrarily refuse to pay your insurance benefits. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. Bell & Pollock has years of experience in dealing with insurance companies that improperly refuse to pay. Bell & Pollock are the champions of the people. You can find us at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. You can also find Bell & Pollock at Facebook, or you can call us at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. One call, that's all. When a driver chooses to violate a safety rule, everyone on the road is in danger. That means you, me, everyone. Driving and dangerous choices. Think about it. The only allowable choice is the safest choice. Otherwise, you and your family are put at risk, in harm's way. This is really what car crashes are all about. One driver makes a choice that violates a safety rule, everyone else is needlessly put in danger. In danger of injury, medical bills, surgery, lost jobs, quality of life changes, and future expenses. All it takes is one driver and one dangerous choice. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We've been representing injured victims for over 25 years. We can help you put your life back together again. We'll fight the insurance company who defends those who injure you and your family, those who make dangerous choices. At Bell and Pollock, we are experienced injury attorneys who care about you and your family. Reach us at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com or call us at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. One call, that's all.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. This is our injury show. We do other shows as well. We do a live Saturday show, 7 o'clock in the morning, and 6:30 a.m. KHOW. But this show is an injury show, and we're here to educate you. And I want you to ask you a question. You know of any attorneys, any of them, all these TV advertising attorneys, you know any of them that go to the links that we do to give you the information you need? Information is empowering. We discovered that a long time ago. How did we discover it, Brad? People come into our law firm all the time, and they don't have the understanding. And you're not charged with the understanding. You're charged with knowing the law, but it's a very difficult situation. So we decided years ago to try to give the public information. We've written books. We've got an informative website, championsofthepeople.com. We do all kinds of injury shows, and we're glad to be here on KOA doing an injury show here. Let's cover a couple of myths in this business, Brad. A myth is I don't need UM coverage because I'm the victim. I've been injured. The other driver left. Surely somebody is going to pay me. Surely some insurance company is going to take care of me. And they're going to bend over backwards to take care of me. That's wrong. They're not going to do it. They're going to fight you. Let's cover a couple more examples, Brad, where your medical bills and you're injured. Your medical bills are $60,000. The insurance company, you make it with your own insurance company, and they say we'll pay you $30,000. If you don't like it, file a lawsuit. Then when you file a lawsuit, they say all the lawyers are greedy, the person's greedy, everybody's greedy, but the insurance company.
Yeah, remember one thing is that the insurance company's in the business to make money, and they're getting your premium. They're basing the premium, and they're hoping they never have to pay you any money. Now, they can say they're hoping they don't have to pay you any money because they're hoping you don't get hurt. Quite frankly, I'm not so sure they care if you get hurt or not. They're just hoping they don't have to pay you any money. And they're going to look every time when you go to make a claim to see whether or not they have to pay you. And they're always going to have a different point of view on what they think your case is worth. They're not going to think it's worth very much, and they're going to keep it very low. If you don't have insurance, then who is going to take care of you? And let me tell you another myth that is there is believing it'll never happen to you. Believing you're somehow immune, you're special. There's a special kind of karma around you that will make it so you'll never be in a crash. You'll never be in an accident. You'll never get hurt. Well, there are a lot of people that come in my offices every day. There are a lot of people that come into attorneys' offices across this state every single day. And a lot of people being checked into hospitals every single day and seeing doctors every single day who never thought it would happen to them. And it does happen. And it's a myth to think it's not going to happen. It's a myth to think you shouldn't be protected. It's a myth to think you shouldn't take the precautions. It's a myth to think that somewhere somebody's going to step forward. And the new best model, I think, is everybody thinks, well, GoFundMe. Well, I'll just do a GoFundMe. I'll tell them my terrible story and a GoFundMe will be there and the money will just come pouring in. Well, it's not that way. And it's not necessarily going to be that way.
Right. You know something, sitting across the table from people over the years, we have a lot of empathy and sympathy for them, and we try to help them as best we can. But the first place we go, when you're sitting in our office and you have a driver that hits you that either left the scene or doesn't have any insurance, either one, the first thing we ask you is, let us see your insurance policy. And, you know, when you start talking about your injuries, maybe you've got a cervical neck injury, C2, C3. Maybe you're going to need a cervical fusion. Maybe you're going to need injections or rhizotomy treatments on your neck. And maybe you're going to need multiple injections at $12,000 a pop. Maybe you're going to need those. This is a future care. So you say, well, wait a minute, I'm 26 years old, I'm 42 years old, I'm 51 years old. What's going to happen to me in 10 years and who's going to pay for that? The answer is your own UM coverage on your own car insurance coverage. Couldn't say that enough. Brad, let's talk about this fact that sometimes the insurance companies, they just don't even want to pay you the amount of the medical bills because they hope and hope that you're just going to go away and you give up. And I think in the long run, a lot of people do, and a lot of attorneys do. But you've got to be able to present the claim.
Most of the time, the adjuster is going to do one of two things. The adjuster is either going to try and rush a payment to you where he gets a full release, he or she gets a full release, and you're signed off and you're done, period. Nothing else. That's it. And you should be happy. A lot of times they want to pay your bill, your medical bills direct because, you know, we'll talk about amount paid versus amount billed in a later show. Or they're going to do just the opposite. If they can't get you to bite off quickly, then they're going to drag it out. They're going to stretch it out. They're going to try to make sure that they can wear you down. It's going to be who wears down the first and who's going to give in first. And the insurance company is very much hoping you'll be the one to give in by them holding some money in front of you. If they can catch you in weakened state, they're going to take advantage of it. What's that weakened state? You're not making money. You have bills. You have creditors. You have people coming after you.
You know, buy the proper amount of insurance. If you want to visit with us, you get a free initial consultation, a free legal game plan. We trademark protected that concept for you. 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. It's free to come talk to us. It's free to call us and ask about insurance coverage. We can do it for you. We've been doing it for years. Don't have the sad situation where you didn't have UM coverage. Now, Brad, let's talk a little bit about pedestrians. Okay, so now we've been talking about vehicle and vehicle, car, motorcycle, truck, car, etc. There's an accident. Now, if you're a pedestrian and you're hit by a car, and that trigger a UM event, can you make your own coverage if they don't have any insurance?
Well, most certainly can. And once again, if you have the coverage, yes. I have car insurance. It includes UM coverage. I go outside and I'm walking across the street. I've parked my car somewhere down the block and I'm walking across the street to go get into my car and a car hits me. Absolutely. I'm going to have UM coverage. If that car takes off or if the car has no insurance or if it doesn't have enough insurance, absolutely. That's going to apply to my resident relatives, people living in the house with me who are my relatives. So my young child, underage, doesn't have their own policy. They're walking along or they go in the street, they get hit. That coverage is going to apply.
Right. You know, we're the only attorneys that bring this information to you because we've learned over the years. Brad and I used to sit and talk to each other and we say the people don't have the information. They don't know. They don't know what to do. They don't understand the situation. And then sometimes it's too late. Sometimes it's a happy story or a happy ending. But you need to buy the UM coverage. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. And if you go to our book, if you call our law firm, we'll send you a hard copy free. If you go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, you can download free an e-copy. But if you go to our book, Brad, we have a whole section on pedestrians. And let's talk about crosswalks a second, because people come in our office and say they were jaywalking and this car hit me. Well, the Denver police and other police will write you a ticket, not the car. They will write you a ticket if you're jaywalking. You must be in the crosswalk, number one. But let's talk about you're at the corner, Brad, and there's no painted crosswalk. And so are you in a crosswalk or not? And that's covered in our book.
Well, sure, it is covered. You're going to want to look for the implied crosswalk. You're going to want to look for where you're supposed to be crossing the street and making sure you're crossing with all due safety and concern and you're doing it appropriately. There are certain rules you should be obeying and certain common sense rules you should be applying. And by the way, if you have questions in this area or after you've looked at the book or if you have questions in any part of our show or any other legal questions you have, not only can you call us and leave and ask the question or leave a message for us to answer it, but you can get on our website, championsofthepeople.com, and leave questions there. And we'll look at them. We'll get them answered for you. We'll either answer you directly back. Sometimes we'll put it on the show. And we'll answer the question on the show. But in this kind of a situation, when you've got these crosswalks and there's no actually marked crosswalk, and not every street's going to have a marked crosswalk, you need to apply the rules of the road. And there are rules of the road out there that need to be addressed. One of the rules of the road is go to where the implied crosswalk would be. Walk. If you've got curb cuts, that's going to be a good example and a good start to know where those implied crosswalks are.
Right. You know, we did a case in Fort Collins where there was a traffic light, but there was no painted crosswalk, but they're at the traffic light and there are curb cuts. And if you follow the straight line across the intersection, that's an implied crosswalk. So, yes, you can recover, but you have a difficult time recovering, if at all, if you're jaywalking, because the car has the right of way if you're jaywalking. You're saying you got to be kidding me. You guys are kidding me, right? No, we're not kidding. You must be in the crosswalk. But our example is that your pedestrian hit by the car, that triggers your car insurance policy. That triggers your own UM coverage. And if the driver has no insurance, what are you going to do? You know, that's where you're going to put the claim, Brad. And so you can put a claim in if you're a pedestrian, right?
Right. You can put the claim in as a pedestrian if you've got insurance. And like I said, or if a resident relative in your home has the insurance, and you can make the same claims. Now, once again, you're looking at proof. You're looking at having to show what happened and being able to show that you were in the right. Your insurance company immediately is going to want to interview you. Please, please don't go to the interviews. Don't give a recorded statement until you've talked to an attorney. Wait till you've talked to an attorney, because they're going to try to get you, and confusion can abound on these type of things. Rules aren't made without knowing what rules you want to make before you give the recorded interview, and they're going to want to try and find ways that they can show that even if you're in the crosswalk, you still didn't give the car adequate time to stop. You still didn't pay attention to where you were and as you walked out into the crosswalk, and you should have known that car was coming at you, and therefore you have responsibility.
You know, the Bell and Pollock Legal Show, this is the only show I know of that we give you the information, and we go to great lengths to give you the information. And if it's not enough of information, you can call us at our law firm. And by the way, you can call us live Saturday morning at 7 o'clock in the morning on 6:30 a.m. KHOW, and we'll answer the questions there. We answer any question on any legal subject, but we're injury attorneys, and we cover it here. All right, so go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Call us at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Get a copy of our book. Our first book was written, and it's entitled Don't Get Hurt in the Same Accident Twice. Once in the accident, and again on the insurance claim. We got a book on Colorado motorcycle law, The Definitive Guideline. We have a book on workers' compensation, The Definitive Guideline. Next week, we're going to be talking about impaired drivers. Sure, drunk drivers. Well, I know about drunk drivers, Gary, but what about if they're high on marijuana or other drugs or prescription drugs? You want to listen next week, because we are your champions of the people.